From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns has begun a series of messages based on Psalm 138. In the course of the next number of weeks, he will expound each verse of the psalm in individual messages. This week's text is the opening phrase of verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart, which provides the basis for a message entitled 100% Christians. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, this wholehearted commitment to God is entirely contrary to a surface religion that looks genuine on the outside, but lacks a true love for the Lord and obedience to His Word. God's people must be careful of hypocrisy before God as well as before men. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Conquest to Victory. The text is found in Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. This promise follows well upon that of yesterday. We are evidently to be conformed to our covenant head, not only in his being bruised in his heel, but in his conquest of the evil one. Even under our feet is the old dragon to be bruised. The Roman believers were grieved with strife in the church, but their God was the God of peace and gave them rest of soul. The arch enemy tripped up the feet of the unwary and deceived the hearts of the simple, but he was to get the worst of it and to be trodden down by those whom he had troubled. This victory would not come to the people of God through their own skill or power, but God himself would bruise Satan. Though it would be under their feet, yet the bruising would be of the Lord alone. Let us bravely tread upon the tempter. Not only inferior spirits, but the prince of darkness himself must go down before us. In unquestioning confidence in God, let us look for speedy victory. Shortly, happy word, shortly we shall set our foot upon the old serpent. What a joy to crush evil! What dishonor to Satan to have his head bruised by human feet! Let us, by faith in Jesus, tread the tempter down.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
in a day when our thinking has been so skewed, this Laodicean church would have been held up as one of the great success stories of the age, with numbers of people, great riches, great progress, great prosperity. But the Lord said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And so he did. History is replete with examples of the same tragedy. Long ago, Isaiah spoke for the Lord when the Lord said, this people draw near to me with their mouth, and with their lips do they honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. The Lord Jesus quoted that when he was speaking to the Jewish Orthodox group of his day. And he applied it to them, and then went on to tell them that their entire worship was in vain. They were ruined, drawing near with their lips, but not with their heart. Ezekiel said, they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. I want you to put that in a very simple, modern, and understandable context. They're in church. They know the language. They say all the right things. But their heart is consumed with the spirit and the materialism of the age in which they live. And though they know what to say, they do not love the Lord with all their heart. That's the sin that has cursed generation upon generation of professing Christians. So what David sets before us in this opening statement of Psalm 138 is something that's absolutely vital. Vital to the well-being of every individual Christian. Vital to the well-being of every Christian church. David's testimony is an honest testimony, but it's more than that. It's a call to all the rest of us, a call to wholehearted Christianity, or to be what I'll call 100% Christians. Now, I want us to start off very simply and think what it means to be 100% for God, what it means to be wholehearted. The psalmist says, I will praise thee. And notice the words, with my whole heart. The inclusion of that phrase, with my whole heart, would indicate that he's not talking merely about giving thanks. Oh, he's including that. But if you're giving thanks with your whole heart, then this is something that's going to spill over into every area of life. He's talking about the totality of his commitment to the Lord. Now, the heart in Scripture may at some point speak of that organ that's beating in your body. But in spiritual terms, it is speaking of the mind and the will and the affections. And when David says, I will praise thee with the whole heart, he is speaking of his sincerity. He's speaking of entire commitment. The commitment of an undivided heart. That's been true of every great man of God. You think of what Paul said when he was writing in the introductory passage in Romans chapter 1. He says, God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. I serve him with my spirit. In the words mean exactly what David means here, with a sincere and total commitment. Thus, this text that we have taken this morning is something that challenges us Not just do we know how to say the right thing, but is thy heart right with God? In this matter of the mind and the will and the affection. Of course, the word heart has an added significance. Paul said to the Romans in chapter 10, with the heart man believeth. So when David says, I will praise thee with the whole heart, the idea is that his faith finds expression in wholehearted praise, worship, and service to God. Now let's take this in the simplest, most straightforward possible manner. Clearly, he wasn't half-hearted towards the worship and service of his God. 8 times in the book of Psalms, David states this about worshiping and praising and serving with the whole heart. It's interesting that 4 of those times are found in Psalm 119. You will know that that's the psalm about the Word of God. That's the psalm when verse after verse after verse, our attention is drawn to the Word, to the study of the Word, to the love that we should have for the Word, to our obedience to the Word. And in this psalm of the Word, 4 times he speaks of loving and serving and worshiping with the whole heart, as if to say that it is the study and the meditation and the application of the Word of God that will fire the heart to this true devotion. Let's understand this. There's an awful lot of Christians who mourn the coldness of their heart. But there's no big mystery to it. I'm going to be very pointed. And if it tramps on your toes, I have no apology. But there are Christians hypocritically lamenting, oh, my heart's not as warm as I want it to be. Some of you have been saved for 20 years and you've never once read through the Bible, the Word of God. You hardly know what it is day by day to take this book and open it up and get on your knees before God and before that book and meditate on God's Word until God works His Word into your heart. In the 39th Psalm, in a different connection, but nonetheless very applicable to us, the psalmist said, while I was musing, the fire burned. And let me tell you, that's the only kind of fire that a Christian wants in his heart. The fire that comes out of a musing, a meditating, a deep cogitation upon the Word of God. What's wrong in the lives of people who are half-hearted about the things of God? For the most part, they have a closed Bible. Closed Bibles lead to closed hearts. There's no way around that. The Psalm of the Word is the psalm in which he's expressing this wholehearted 100% worship and service of the Lord. I will praise thee with the whole heart. What David said in worship, what David said when he was saying his prayers, what David said when he was singing in psalms and worship to the Lord was neither mindless nor meaningless. David did not sink to the depths of so many professors today. He did not thoughtlessly recite holy sounding words just because they sounded right. He didn't do that. In other words, he was no hypocritical poser. David felt what he said. I believe that with all his heart, he eschewed religious rhetoric. You know what I mean. That pseudo-spirituality. I've already referred to Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 31, where with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. It's interesting that in the next verse, the Lord told the prophet about these people, and he warned them. He said, these people are going to respond to your preaching. They were able to say something to Ezekiel that very few people who could ever, unless they were deaf, could ever say to me. They commented upon his lovely voice. And his preaching to them was, according to the Lord, as a very lovely song. Now, let's stop there for a minute. Most preachers would kill to have that kind of response to their preaching. People coming up after the prophet preaches, "That was a great message, preacher. That was a wonderful word. Oh, you did a great job." That's what they were saying to him. In fact, it was like a lovely song. But yet, the Lord said, they refused to obey. In other words, they had learned the religious talk. They had learned what to say to sound holy. They had learned the phrases of a spurious spirituality. And men and women, let me tell you, that is the being, the curse of all true religion. And for people to come, and I think you'll find that it's very, very prevalent today, let's not look outside of ourselves. Every child of Adam is by nature a hypocrite. That's a battle we all have to fight. Constantly. And very often in ourselves, we find ourselves able to use the great swelling words. Words that express true devotion. Words that speak of deep experience. But all the time, they are merely covering an empty heart. Paul used some words in Romans 9 that are never too far away from my mind. And I think that in every profession we make before God or before men, we should be able to use Paul's affirmation, "I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost." Empty profession, swelling words with no reality to them, putting on a good front, looking holy to the world, but with a heart that's given over to covetousness or some other sin. Empty profession is the curse of Christians and Christian churches. It's unworthy of the Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.